Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of the new They Found the Answer series, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Chantil Satele is featured today in this previously recorded special. She's also joined and also in studio with me, with her brothers, Brashton Satele and Liko Satele. Of course, Chantil, a star at the University of Hawaii Warrior volleyball team, and Brashton with the New York Jets, and Liko with the UH Warrior football team. As you listen, you may sense a special awareness of your need for God. And if you'd like to have a relationship, find out more about what it means to have a relationship with Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this moment with Chantil Satele. Hawaii is known for its prominence in athletics, particularly in the sports of football and volleyball. Now, these sports have been among the top in recognition for Hawaii across the United States. But you know, to field excellent teams in sports, you have to get the top athletes. You may have heard it said, you cannot win the Kentucky Derby with a mule. Today, the Satele family is unique. Brashton Satele is a linebacker for the New York Jets. Liko Satele, a defensive end for the UH Warriors. And Chantil Satele is an outside hitter for the UH Wahine volleyball team. The Sateles are known for their athletic prowess. They come from great stock. With their father, Elvis Satele, and mom, Leanne Pestana Satele, both UH phenoms. But what is the power behind athletic success? They're here to tell us about it. I also want to let you know, as we normally do at the beginning of our shows, why we have this program, why we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Well, simply, it is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to give you a word of encouragement, a word of hope. You know, as I continue in this series, Hope in a Time of Crisis, I feel like this is a very timely moment with these fine athletes in studio, but the story behind what God has done and what God is doing in their lives. Brashton, Liko, Chantil, welcome to our show.
Hello, thank you for having
Hello.
Us. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, you grew up in a family of athletes. You know, we've talked a little bit about Everett and AJ, the baseball player. But what was it like growing up in a family whose parents were household names in Hawaii athletics?
Tell you the truth, we didn't even know my dad played football until we was kind of older in life. We knew about my mom. And growing up, my younger brother Liko was my idol. He used to play for Milani Pop Warner, running back, DN. Every day I wish I could go put pads on. When I was younger, I was too heavy to play football. So I'd always look up to him like, oh, I want to be like my younger brother. It's pretty sad, but I really looked up to Liko and even to AJ too, baseball. I always want to always try to reenact what they do. So yeah, this is good.
Now AJ played baseball at the
University of Hilo.
Hilo.
Yeah.
Four-year starter, right?
Four-year starter over there.
What position did he play?
First base.
First base. So, Lico, Brashton, look up to you, huh? The New York Jets football player looked up to you.
Yeah, it's kind of weird now because now it's the opposite way. I'm trying to get to where he's at. Every day I'm trying to work as hard as he was. And that's kind of like all his hard work. That's what I'm trying to copy and get to where the level he is right now.
I think it's good too. We have a dad, like a father, like we do. My dad is so hardworking, respectful. Like, we take a lot after my dad and my mom too. My sister takes a lot after my mom. So I heard. That's still.
I do.
Now, your mom played on national championship team, you know, in volleyball. Yeah. But you know, your brothers said that they didn't put any pressure on you, or they didn't even know their dad played. Your guys' dad played football. So how was it for you? How was it for you, Shantil?
I just looked up to everybody, really. Just the work ethics that are, like, our parents showed us how to be hard workers, and it was just, it's just good to have good examples in front of me. Being the youngest, my brothers were always good workers, and my mom was always there for me, having those talks after hard games or hard practices.
She coached her, like, almost your whole life, soccer, volleyball. She's always
she's my coach.
Baseball. So, really?
Baseball. She was our baseball coach.
Really?
Yeah. So she was always my parents. My dad
that was fun.
Coached at Mililani too, Pop Warner. And they were just always around, always supporting us with sports and just instilling us to work hard and to show what we got on the field. Don't talk, just play the game.
Yeah. Give us a glimpse, you know. I mean, like, what would a talk be? You said your mom, you know, talk to you. Like,
I don't know if I should mention that on the radio. No, it's just encouraging. Because I would be down on myself, and my mom would just always show me and just say, like, be the best that I can be, and God will help me through. And so,
it was all about, like, effort. That's what my mom and dad, like, always pressed on us, was just, if you're not gonna, if you don't know how to do it, just as long as you're trying 100% all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Lico, you said 100% all the time, so they would encourage you in that way. What would they do if you had a bad game? How would it be? Would it be a long ride home?
No, it'd be a short, it was a nice ride home.
Nice ride home.
As long as we were going, as long as we were giving it our all and we weren't being lazy on the field.
It's all good.
Sometimes I got it after games.
Yeah, sometimes you can't help it when you have a bad game.
But you know, when you talk about the influence of your parents, we have parents that are listening.
Yeah,
they have children that are playing sports. I have children playing sports. I just told you a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're where you are today. I mean, obviously, you have some distinct and special athletic genes. But others have that, too. So it's beyond athleticism. It's got to be something that's put inside you, in your emotions, your mind, in your spirit.
Yeah.
And what was it that you feel, and you've been around other athletes, too.
It's being humble. You know? That's just like what we learned from my dad, because we didn't even know that he played.
Hmm.
It's just, my dad is like a humble person. Like, he won't go around telling everybody how good he was.
It's more like you don't want to be the one going out there promoting yourself, talking about yourself. You want other people to be talking about you.
Yeah.
That's why my dad never, ever told us, like, what he did. I didn't even know they call him 747, all this kind of stuff back in the day. But he just taught us just to be humble and to work hard. I remember one talk after a basketball game. I was playing Iolani, and I was getting pushed around by this this kid. And I was kind of timid. And then after that game, on the ride home, my mom's like, just don't let anybody push you around. Like, don't be second to nobody. Don't be scared. After that, there was a wrap. My whole life changed. And everything I went to, I always went hard. Mm-hmm. Never let anybody push me around. And that's why I think that's why I'm here today. My mom just always like, just you gotta be tough, and you can't let no one push you around, especially in football and basketball.
Yeah.
So I think that talk changed my life.
How old were you?
I was a freshman, eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
And that single talk changed my entire life and how I think and how I am and how I play anything. I play cards. I play for keeps.
racing go-karts.
Was in the Jets. One of the coaches said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying to win. So, but just,
What do you think he meant by that?
I meant by that, you just have to do everything you can.
Yeah.
Like, you have to lay it all on the line, and if you want to win, you have to put it out there and just have to keep on trying.
Now, how did you discover your passion for the sport that you're playing? You mentioned mom, you know, coach you guys in baseball, you know, you guys played soccer, different sports. So how did you find, you know, okay, I'm going to, football is my game, volleyball is my game. How did you come to that?
Lico was always a football player ever since he was young. Pop Warner, his team went 3 years undefeated. Was it 3 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think he always had the football inside of him. I really loved basketball. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like baseball. I was scared of the ball.
Yeah, that little ball can be.
I don't know how I'm scared of the ball, but I hit guys bigger than me. But I just love football. I just love everything. The like how you work out as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I like everything about it.
I like the atmosphere of football. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the excitement right before you're about to play.
Yeah,
excitement in the tunnel right before you go out to the game. You got mm-hmm. all your friends. You know, you all got each other's backs. I don't know about volleyball. But
I just loved it. No other sport was.
I think for them it's the fans too. Yes, too.
Yes.
A bunch of fans come out.
Yeah, UH fans are amazing.
That's like second to none, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, you can't find them anywhere else in this country, nation, world. They're awesome. They really are.
A good plug for UH volleyball mm-hmm. fans right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Well, you have grown up together, you know, mentioned your other brothers, and you grew up in a special family. Family of athletes. I mean, you got cousins that are athletes too, you know, and playing at the highest level of the sport.
Yeah. My cousin Sam, oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
My cousin Samson, like, he kind of took after my dad and, like, just kept the family moving and had my cousin Mel Purcell, Amani Purcell, Hercules, and we all just keep on building the name, and just, like, help. Like, one person helps the next person. Like, Samson, he helped all of us get to UH by his hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he got to NFL. Then I went to UH. I put in hard work, and my brother came back. And then for the NFL, Samson went to the NFL, got drafted. People know his name around the league, and he just started off the name in the NFL. So this like, helps everybody move forward in the next level. So
they're like pace setters. Like, once they get going, you got to be at their pace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Work as hard as
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you not just for let football. It it's for the girls in our family, too.
Yeah.
Some good athletes coming up.
Yeah, younger. Chantil is the pace setter for them, I think. A lot of the younger girls look up to Chantil and always come to the games. So.
You know, this is a very important point, I think, just from a family standpoint. You know, you have a feeling of, well, certainly you're not alone. You're not, mm-hmm. like, out there by yourself, because there are people before you, family before you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're thinking, you know, I would imagine, looking back, thinking, you know, I got these young cousins, young brothers, sisters looking up to me. You know, perhaps that would curb someone's desire to go the wrong way or to do something that might be irresponsible, that might have a negative impact. Because what you're looking at, from what I'm hearing, is you're looking at responsibility to others and the future, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's important. The name, a name, family name is important. A reputable family, of course. You know, every family has challenges, but you know, to have you here, this is real unique. We don't, you know, have. You're a unique family. Right now, what is happening? But here's the thing: when we come back from our break, I'd like for you to share with us a little bit about your faith, you know, what difference your faith has made in your lives, your relationship with God, your parents, and how they've guided you. But then how, sometimes when we grow up in Christian surroundings, at what point do we begin to, quote-unquote, own our own faith? Yeah, that's my decision. This is something I'm doing for God. I'm praying because God has put this on my heart. I'm going through a rough time. It's a real important thing. But if you will, I'd like you to share it. We'll be right back. Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good that you're with us today. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program in the series entitled They Found the Answer, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show and to find out about our other resources for living the good life, and to even find out what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, just like our guests have experienced, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with Chantil Satele and her brothers Brashton and Liko Satele. Chantil, you know, before our break, I was kind of leading into it, but about faith, you know, and what difference your faith has made in your years playing volleyball. Tell us about that.
Out of high school, I went to St. Mary's College in California, and it was an awesome school. Volleyball was great, but it was hard for me to make friends there. Just different people, different atmosphere.
Where is St. Mary's?
In Moraga, California, Northern California.
Moraga, California, okay.
I had my cousin there, and I had friends that were there, and Kapua Kamanao, whose sister used to play for UH, was there with me. It's just, I had a hard time just fitting in there, so I was in my room a lot, alone. So all I could do was just talk to God and turn to Him. My mom would send me DVDs from our church, and I just read my Bible every day, help me get through. And that's just how I went through my first year. And I wanted to stay home after my first year, but decided to stick it out one more year. And we just kept praying about it, and just wasn't working out there. It just wasn't where I wanted to be. My heart was here at home. And So me and my mom talked about it. And so the day before I made my decision, or a couple days before I came home, me and my mom were talking about it, if it was the right decision or not to come home. And I was telling her that if I do come home, the first thing I wanted to see was snow. And so the night after I talked to my mom, it started to snow in Moraga at 3 o'clock in the morning, just snowing. And it hasn't snowed there for decades. So I just knew, like, that was God telling me that home is where I wanted to be. Snow is, like, all I wanted to see. And I saw a lot in New York when I went to go see my brother. But it was just
like
just believing in God, to come home. Even though there was, like, no scholarship. Like, don't know if we can do it financially. We just followed God's, like, plan and came home.
So no scholarship?
No. For my spring, and I earned a scholarship for this past year.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
So it was a big step of faith then.
Yes, it was. So, just believed in God.
Yeah. How about you, Liko? Tell me about your faith and what difference, you know, tell us about your faith journey, you know.
Well, I started, like, in high school. We would go along with my mom then to church and stuff. And, like, it wasn't really us, like, choosing to go. It was more, like, we're going just to be obedient. But, like, when I left to go to college in Tennessee, that's when, like, I started to take on my own. Like, I would go to, we would go to chapel sometimes. Like, me and a group of my friends would catch rides to church or would, like, talk to our coach or the chaplain about, like, having extra stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we really learned, like, how to just go to church and stuff on our own, like, without. So, it's like, we learned how to keep up our own faith without having my mom there, like, telling us to go. But, like, when I stayed in Tennessee for a year, and throughout that year, like, I was kind of, like, settling myself just to be there. Like, I was fine with staying at that school.
Mm-hmm.
And, God had a different plan for me. He wanted me to come home, I guess. Like, my mom, I talked to my mom about it the summer I came home. And we decided it would probably be a better idea for me to come home and try to play with my brother. And the first year I sat out, walked on like my sister, and just worked hard. All I wanted to do was be able to play with my brother senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole year I worked hard and try to just, you know, stay encouraged because it's really hard to do that while you're sitting out. And so the next year, my brother was supposed to play, but he hurt his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So that one kind of set everything back. And I wasn't starting at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, one of the starters got hurt the week before the game. And that day he got hurt, I got the call and they said I could start that game, the first opening game of the season.
Hmm.
And I was just, I feel like it was God just letting me get all my hard work out, letting it to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember after that game, Coach came up and told me that it's kind of a good thing that the other guy got hurt because it wouldn't, they probably would have never gave me the chance. I would have never known that I could have played at that level. So, yeah.
Now, Bastian, you know, see, brother wants to play with you, but he mentioned about your shoulder getting hurt.
Oh, yeah.
How did that impact you, and then how did it relate with your faith in God?
Oh, man. That was a hard time. I mean, ever since high school, like, Pastor Art Sepulveda always preached to us about becoming what you believe and just believing in the Bible. And I just always picture myself where I'm at right now. But the steps that I took to come here was a lot different than what I thought. Like, I think it's Proverbs. I forget what scripture it was about. A man plans his steps, but God, I forget what it was. I'm gonna look for it. That's right. But anyways, that year, that summer I came home from Arizona and I lost, like, 35 pounds. I was solid. I was ready to go for my senior year, and me and my brother would train every day in summertime. He lost, what, 20 pounds? So we was both ready to go into my senior year, and first practice of the pads, my shoulder pops out, and it was a wrap. I remember crying on the field. I remember my dad them coming to the locker room just telling me, "You're done for the year." I just sat in my locker and started crying because all my hard work from summertime, and it just all was done. And I just felt like football was done, and I kind of pushed God to the side for a little while. I was like, I don't know. So I pray every morning before I get to the field. I pray for myself for healing, just to stay healthy. I pray for everybody that no one gets hurt. I pray he gives me explosion. He gives me makes me fast, quick, smart. And just one day, my whole senior season is done. Mm. And from there, I sat out that whole year. I watched my brother then play. I traveled the first couple away games. It was hard to watch, but I love watching my brother play, so it made it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And then come to the spring, I tried to put in my forms for my sixth year.
Yeah.
For my eligibility to come back to play on sixth year. Mm-hmm. And I was believing in it, was praying every day, and end up to find out 2 days before the draft, I get denied from the NCAA, saying that I couldn't play with my brother then. And this was another blow to me, and I was like, dang, I don't know what God has planned. I always believe, like, something happens because God got a bigger plan. So I was telling my mom, I was like, I don't know what bigger plan he got for me. I was getting, like, mad at God. I was like, I can't believe he did this to me my senior year. Because, like, my whole life, I pictured me getting drafted, like, making a lot of money. And it wasn't the way I was planning it to be. And I ended up getting a free agent from the Raiders. So I was happy. Then that fell through. And I was like, man, what is going on? And then a couple of days after the Jets signed me, brought me out to a tryout, practiced hard. I signed a 3-year deal with them. And I thought, okay, God, this is the plan. And I was happy with myself. And then come camp for the Jets, my first camp in Cortland. The first day, like the first 3 days, I was doing super good. Like coaches were like high on me, and then one practice. Oh, let me take it back. Every practice, I'll go out there like 30 minutes before practice. I'll say my prayer. I'll be like, thank God for this day. I just pray that you keep me safe, keep everybody safe on the field. You bless everybody. You give me speed, strength, quickness for today. I just prayed that every day before I went out to the field. And one day, the third day of practice, somebody ran into my leg, took out my leg. I had a high ankle sprain. I was busted right there. I was just like, okay, I'm done praying, done with everything already. Came home, sat around for like 3 months, watched my brother and play. It was hard to watch any football because I could have been playing with my brother. I could have been playing with the Jets. And then Thanksgiving, I went out to see my sister play for the WAC championships, and I just seen her out on the court, and I started crying to myself. Like, I'm just so happy that she's where she is right now. And I wasn't happy where I was, but I was happy for her. And then December 7th of this year, the Jets called me back. Before that, I was praying. Like, I finally got back into the Bible after a while. I was like, okay, I'm just going to put it to the side. And when I needed God the most, when I got hurt and I was down, I didn't look to him. I just kind of pushed him to the side. So I was thinking, I had to talk with my mom and my dad about it. And they said that those are the times you need to bring God closer to you. So from there, I just started praying, get into the Bible again. Me and my girlfriend would read the Bible every single morning for devotionals. And come to find out, December 7th, I get the call back. And I think it's just all God's planning. I mean, I had my own ways I want to get there, but I'm here and it's on God's timing. I believe it's going to be it.
You know, first of all, I appreciate the openness.
That's a long story, yeah.
The honesty. Because I think one of the things that we need to hear today is just straight from the gut, you know? What it is what it is, you know? I think sometimes when it comes to faith, church life, Christianity, you know, there's a facade, you know, that we put up. It's almost like we're acting sometimes, you know? Yeah. We put up a show, but God is interested in what's because he loves us.
Yeah.
This is what he wants to know. And when you share that, Bastian, what I think happens, at least for me, perhaps for our listeners too, it's like, okay, this is real life Christianity.
Yeah.
Okay, here's in the face of disappointment, after disappointment, you know, to see a strapping man, athletic individual in tears because the tenderness of the soul has been torn and broken and fractured or fragmented, and that's your response, and all the feelings that go with it. You know, today somebody is feeling disappointed. It might not be football, it might not be volleyball, it might not even be in a sport. It could be a job, it could be a promotion, it could be a child that you know, took a different path than a mom or dad has been hoping that they would take. But every one of us at some time gets shaken, like you've shared. When we come back, you know, I want you to share with us a little bit more, Brashton, about how, you know, as things have gone on, you know, you said you went back to the Lord, your dad and mom talked to you about, hey, this is the time you need to draw closer to God. How did that happen? And also, you know, Liko and Chantil, you know, your older brother's talking, but perhaps you've had times when you've had to wrestle with points of struggle, like being disappointed in something. Maybe you can throw in a little bit too in our discussion. But when we come back, Brash, I want you to lead off and tell us, you know, what has it been like as things have unfolded and you've seen the hand of God at work in your life. We'll be back with more from the Sateles. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good to have you with us today. A rare moment is when you can sit with a dynamic person, and in this case, dynamic individuals, and hear them share things that most people would just never know. this is one of those times. It's a special rebroadcast, They Found the Answer, a series sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to learn what it means to have a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus, and also to find out more about resources we have for living the good life. Now, let's take in more of the good life with Chantil Satele and her brothers, Brashton and Liko Satele. Before our break, we were talking about tough times. You know, we talk about faith. Sometimes faith, we have a glimmering view of faith that it's all pristine and things are always going well. But true faith, faith in God, comes with times when, as Brashton, you were talking about, man, disappointment after disappointment. You can get really disillusioned, confused. But we heard from you. What happened, you know, when you saw the hand of God? You mentioned things began to change. What did God do?
Like what you're saying, tough times. Mm-hmm. Like, I always believe tough times don't last, tough people do.
Okay.
So I always kind of believe that. And when things started to change, I got a call from the Jets. You know, I think it was 10 o'clock in the morning. They called me and said, "Are you ready to come back on the team?" I said, "Yeah, sign me up, I'm back." And I was so, like, I couldn't concentrate. Like, I didn't even have time to pray. I didn't even think about praying. And my older brother, AJ, he's always there. He always texts me. He texts me, "Hey, did you stop and pray yet?" I was like, "No, I was in Walmart trying to buy all my warm clothes."
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, I didn't yet." So I just stopped what I was doing right in Walmart and I started praying.
Mm-hmm.
And something that he always tells me, it's in Proverbs, it says, "In a man's heart, he plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps."
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep on believing that, because my heart wasn't determined on this steps, but God's plans was. So I just took the time just to stop and pray about it. And thank God for all the blessings, like, he brought to my life. And from then, every morning I wake up in the morning, me and my girlfriend over OVO or the phone, we just sit down and pray every morning and read the Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's helped me a lot. Proverbs is very, like, got a lot of wisdom in that Bible, in that
great
book. So
great book, great yeah. book. Very practical stuff, but deep.
Stuff you can learn deep, yeah, deep in the scripture. You just got to look in it and the scriptures come out.
Liko, you're a scholarship athlete for UH. You carry the Satele name and you carry it well. Well, tell us about you. I mean, did you ever have times when you hit some bumps along the way and you felt points of struggle, disappointment?
Yeah, there was my first year that I was active and playing. When my brother wasn't there, like, my brother would feed me, so, like, because walk-ons aren't able to eat, so, like, I would have to wait for my brother to give me food, so, but when he wasn't there, there were mornings where, like, I would be, like, starving after practice, and...
You practice early, right?
Yeah, with 6:30, we're out on the field already.
Okay.
So, like, we're waiting, and, like, everybody's walking in to eat, and I'm, like, I'm just frustrated because all these people are able to go and eat and the walk-ons aren't able to. And I felt that I was, like, I deserve to eat there. But, and I had a hard heart towards people that were going, like, I would judge other people going into there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just broke down one day and I was over it. I didn't want to play anymore because I felt like I wasn't getting what I deserved. So, like, I talked to my mom and she said, like, God will give us what we need. So, like, my brother would pay for my food and all the other stuff. My mom then would pay for everything. And I think it was fall camp of this year. Coach them announced to me that I would get a scholarship. And, like, it felt unreal that they would actually, like, I didn't believe that it was happening. And, yeah, I just thank God that they gave it to me, but, yeah.
So now you know how somebody else might feel, too.
Yeah, like, I know how those other guys feel, so, like, I would, like, make plates for some of the guys, like, just to, because I know I've been in their shoes, I know how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I keep them encouraged, too, like, I talk to some of the walking guys, just keep them encouraged. You just gotta work hard.
So you've seen the hand of God working in your life. Yeah, not full scholarship. How about you, Chantel? What, you know, in your career, you know, have you ever had some times when you've had some disappointments, some difficulties?
Yeah. Well, my first spring here, I had some problems. Just new coaching, new team, just trying to get used to everything. And mm-hmm. in the beginning, it was kind of rough. Personal reasons, just had to stick it out sometimes, just hard on myself, like really judging myself against other people, like measuring myself against others. And I just, every day I would open my Bible and, well, I'd call my mom crying after practices, like having a hard time and just all this stuff that was going on. And so she would just tell me to open my Bible and I would read the Proverbs of that day. So that's what I was doing, and I was praying, and my mom just reminded me that I'm playing for an audience of one. Like, do my best. That's all that God wants us to do. And if other people don't, like, see you for what you are, then that's what they think. As long as you're doing your best, and God knows that you're working your hardest, and you're doing everything you can.
So. You know, you guys experience pressure that maybe most people don't realize. Maybe they don't experience that. But we see you on the field. We see you on TV or on the courts. You know, but the pressures that come with it. And would you say that, well, you know, here's the thing, too. I mean, your parents have been tremendous of support in your guys' lives. And you've been really blessed. You know, today there are people that they don't have that kind of support, don't have that kind of guidance, that kind of encouragement. And I can tell, even just a little bit, you know, your parents, you know, sometimes nowadays in sports, a kid can be doing completely horrible, but they tell them, that was great. And that can be a little bit misleading sometimes, too. It kind of, you know, a child could get disillusioned himself thinking that, you know, he's great, but he's not performing too. But the truth of it sounds like they would correct you when you needed to be corrected, and how valuable that was. But the way they did it was in love. You knew that they loved you. You knew that they cared. They were there. And I think just like how God is with us, not only in the good times, but in the tough times, your parents have been a great example of that. Now, as you look ahead, what do you look forward to when it comes to, let's say, God gave you these gifts, right? Gave you these opportunities. What do you think God wants Chantel Sotele to do with the gifts that he's given?
Well, being a volleyball player, there's a lot of public publicity and stuff for, like, younger girls that look up to us. And I think that just being a good example for him and shining the light of God on the court and the way I act, my attitude, just showing that there's more important things than just yourself, and just praise God for everything.
You know, each one is unique. I mean, that's what you feel God has put on your heart. What about you, Liko? I mean, you're gifted, you got good size. I mean, what is it? Why did God, do you feel God gave you these gifts, these opportunities, this now scholarship? Why?
I think it's just to reach people, like being like in spotlight. A lot of people like look up to you, so like, I feel like obligated to do the right thing. Like even when I'm out, like, you know, cruising with your friends at the mall, like you gotta know what's right. And I believe that's what my parents taught to us at a young age. So like a lot of the things, like whenever like my mom and them say, they know people all over. So like, everything gets back to them.
You're accountable.
Yeah, so we gotta, exactly. We gotta stay accountable for what we do. Yeah. And, like, there's some things, like, I remember the day that I got my scholarship, my mom texted me, and I was right about to pull out my phone to text her to tell her that I got it, and she, I already had, like, a voicemail saying congratulations.
She knew already. Word gets around fast,
Yeah.
How about you, Brashton?
For me, I think I said, keep on the path that I'm going and make it into the NFL, have a career in it. And I'm pretty sure the story that I have is going to touch a lot of people's lives, because it's a one that even I lost faith in myself, but God was always there with me. And he just kept on pushing me along, and I am where I am, and I just got to stick here, and my story will tell itself. So,
you know, we're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, I'd like to do something special. Special, I mean this. I want to give each of you an opportunity to just imagine this. A child, a young person, a young athlete is very passionate about a sport or a specific goal. It might not even be a sport, a dream that they have. What would you say to somebody who has that? But then I'm going to go a step further.
Okay.
We're going to do something else. What would you say to somebody who's young, but they're completely lost? They don't have a dream. They don't even know what to do. What would you say? I'd like each of you, Brashton, Lico, Chantil, because you each have unique voices. But I mean more than just the sound of the voice, but a voice, a message, a word that God has given. I'd like for you to share that when we come back from our break. Brashton Satele, Lico Satele, and Chantil Satele, my featured guests today. When we come back, you're going to hear more from them. They've been speaking from their heart to heart with you. When we come back, they're going to share a little bit more heart to heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad you're with us today, especially at this particular time. This is a unique time, not only in our show, but in your life. It's a special rebroadcast sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, in a series entitled, They Found the Answer. Our featured guest is Chantil Satele, along with her brothers, Brashton and Lico Satele. if you're asking, as you listen to them and hear how they've expressed their faith and their journey, their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're wondering, how can I have a relationship with the Lord just like they have? Well, you can find out more by visiting thegoodlifehawaii.org. We also have other resources, too, that you can check out at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, here's more with Chantil Satele, Brashton and Liko Satele, and some special closing words from their hearts to yours. What happens when a child is very, very desirous, very focused and driven? What would you say, Brashton, to someone like that right now?
I was that kid, like, 10 years ago. I was just in my room thinking, like, man, I want to make it to NFL. I want to get a scholarship to college. I had all these thoughts in my head, what I wanted to do, but I never wrote it down on paper. So my mom one day, sitting in my room, she got me a, what kind of board is that?
Dry erase board.
She told me to sit there, still there in my room, write down your goals and what you want to do. And every single goal I put on that thing, it came to pass. The number one was to graduate. Second one was to get a full-time scholarship. I got that. And to make it to the NFL, I got all my goals I set out. I think the main thing you got to do is you have to sit down and really think what you want to do with your life and put the goals on paper. You have to see it so you can believe it. So. I just think that's the main thing I tell kids nowadays. You just have to sit down and know what you want, write it down on paper, and just go after that goal. So that's my advice.
How about you, Liko?
Like along with what Brashton said, you have to do that. And also you have to surround yourself with the right environment. Like you can't, like it's hard. You know how they say, like, one app spoiled apple, whatever. spoiled a bunch.
Yeah.
But like you got to surround yourself with the right people. Like, people that encourage you, people that want the same things as you, because you can push each other to get better. And that's how I feel like. I have a lot of my friends on the football team that's what we're doing right now. Just trying to get each other to the next level.
Chantil?
I agree with all of them. And like Brashton said, without a vision, the people perish, says in the Bible. And so just setting a goal and surrounding yourself with the right people. And another thing is, like, doing other stuff other than what people can see, like behind the scenes, like doing the extra work that other people are probably sleeping or just lying around the house. Just go out and get better at what you want to do, and God will reward you for all of that.
Do the extra.
Do the extra.
Yeah.
What you do in the dark will be brought to light.
Yes. Brought to light.
Yeah.
Now, what about the young person who is not writing stuff down? He's not looking for the right friends or the right environment. He's not even doing extra. Doesn't even know what he wants to do or she wants to do. Basically, you look at them, they're lost. Pastor, what would you say to somebody like that if you had the opportunity to talk with
them? You need to get on it now. Time is running. You don't get your time back. And just tell them that they just need to know what they want to do, and you just have to have a goal and a vision in life. And don't wait too long, because by the time you want to change, it's already, you're old and you can't do anything about it. You might as well just do it now while you can and get it out of your system, because you don't want to live life with regrets and saying, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that. You have to do it now. There are so many nights me and my brothers would just go on the street, race cars, racing up the street. People were like, oh, what are these kids doing? And I'll just race them up the street, like sprinting.
Running.
Yeah. Sprinting against the cars, okay, like on the street.
Yeah, okay.
So, like,
racing the cars, right?
Yeah, so I'll wait for cars down the street, and I'll wait till they come equal, like with me, and I'll just sprint up the street with them. And people thought I was trying to steal their car or something. But it's just the way we used to work out. And
I think you train an NFL athlete.
Oh, no, that was in high school and college. Yeah. But I think they just have to get up and just change now. You don't want to wait till it's too late. So that's what it's mine. Just do it now.
How about you, Liko?
I think.
Were you running with him?
Yeah.
Next to those cars?
I beat him all the time. I was running. I even raced my brother with his truck. He got mad because one time I beat him up the street.
I think they just gotta find something they love. Yeah, you gotta find that thing, and you just gotta hold on to it. Don't let anybody tell you
that
you can't do it. But that's just the first step. You gotta find something that you want to do.
Something that you love. Do you think the love for something comes with passion? Yeah. Or the passion, they kind of go together.
And it can get easily pulled away. The passion can easily be pulled away from you from like a disappointment. But you just have to keep on believing.
Or even other people
can take it away from you.
You can't listen to that.
Can't listen to what they say.
Chantel, what about you? I got a good one. I want to ask something else after this. So, Chantel.
I would just say, like, Brash, just get up and do it. I mean, you can. There's only so much that other people can do for you. And, like, they can pray for you and your family can pray for you. But it's your decision. I think you need to get up and stop feeling sorry for yourself and find a passion in life.
I think it was, like, Chantel, too, when we decided to bring her, or my mom and them decided to bring her home. It wasn't, like, planned out. It was just Chantel, you come home on a one-way, and that was it. And from there, Chantel had to do what she had to do. Yeah.
Just on my way.
Okay. Now, when you're racing cars, and you're I love that, man. I love that. Yeah, that's bold, man. That's bold, and I would say that's brash.
Yeah. Brash.
And you're good connection with your name. But you're going for it, right? And you have that dream, you have that goal. What happens when every day you try, you go, and then you hit a roadblock? Let's say somebody is going through that. They're dedicated, faithful, and they hit a roadblock. That's complete blindside. They're unexpected.
That's what I was saying about when I got hurt in college. Everything was going the right way. Like I was looking up and I was like number 13 middle linebacker in the nation. I was a kid. My dream is coming. Everything was going on course, and then my shoulder pops out, and I just like pulled away from God completely. And I was just like, I don't want. Like, my mom would call me and just pray. I was like, no, I don't want to pray anymore. But I think at those times, that's when you have to pull closer to God. That's when you need Him to like carry you. So that's what I would say. Just when you get disappointed, you hit a roadblock, don't turn away from God. You just have to get closer to Him. That's the times when you really need Jesus in your life. So.
Lico, how about you?
Yeah, when everybody and everything is knocking you down, you got to get back up. That's the thing. You can't just sit there and take it. You got to get back up and you got to push back. I feel that's the biggest thing. Even if you think that you're working the hardest you can and everything just went down the drain, you got to start back at one.
Mm-hmm.
Get back up and start going.
Yeah, I agree with them. Get back up, and that's the time that you need God the most. And just trust in Him, because there's no problem too big for God. And you just have to pray to Him and trust and believe that He has a plan for your life.
This has been a previously recorded show featuring Chantel Sotile, Brashton and Lico Sotile in a special series, They Found the Answer, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Psalm 146, 1 and 2 says, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Chantel Sotile, her brothers Brashton and Lico Sotile. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.